show business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Yay!
Lenny's here.
Thanks.
And he wants to go on Tired Twats and give his side of the story.
Oh my goodness, you two are still at it, huh?
Hatfields and the motherfucking Majews.
Say the Hatfieldsteins, the McCoys.
No, I just Carrie was like, "Do you mind if he comes on?" I go, "I don't give a shit." But just so you know,
there are 11 Patreon listeners.
No, so it just goes to show, like, you know, Lenny's like, "I don't listen," but someone's listening because he apparently wants to address everything I said on the last Tired Twats.
Which was, at this point, was like, when's the last time you did that show?
A month ago.
Oh. Hey, by the way, I had...
Brian McKenna's here.
I'm here. It's been a while.
He's gone up tour with Metallica.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
What'd you do? You open for them?
No, I wasn't doing stand-up. I was doing helping Jim Brewer.
Oh.
Open for them.
So you're opening for Jim to open for them?
Sort of, yeah. I was doing a lot. I was kind of helping him.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Helping him what?
Like record. He had like this behind the scenes show they needed help with. So I went because his video guy disappeared. Guy just like was on tour, then just wasn't there one day. They woke up and he was gone.
That's unheard of with a tour guy. Tour guys, they're reliable.
I'm going to marry her. I love her.
He just disappeared. So
it gets me, man.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
Yeah, so I had dinner with Anthony and Keith last night over at. No, they picked it up. Compound picked it up. I don't know. So funny. I ordered the lamb chops, and they go, "With your comedy chops, we should have known that was going to happen." So it was a good laugh. We all had a good laugh. But so we're doing characters. They want us to do characters now. So,
what's the character you're going?
SNL audition?
Do some characters for me.
I'll be Lenny. Hi, everybody. Everybody's great.
This is me on Tired Twats.
Hey, good job, everybody. I'm a cheerleader.
So you know. Apparently, Mark Norman did a show with Lenny and a bunch of other Jews, and he was the only non-Jew on the show. And Lenny killed, opened up, did some bit about a printer. I don't know. People love it. And so,
you know what you're talking about.
Okay. Mark Norman is a comic.
Yeah, he did a Christmas show?
He was at the Westbury Country Club or some kind of country club out on Long Island. And it was Rachel Feinstein. I would love to bury my face in her shit pipe.
Ugh.
And I don't care. I got a thing for Rachel Feinstein. I don't know. Now that she's married, even floss my hair with her dyed with plus my teeth with her dyed hair.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm
okay. You just come from your father-in-law's house?
Yeah, I'm a little.
Yeah, you're not all right.
I'm okay. I'm fine actually.
No, you're right. Weird.
I'm all right. I'm not weird.
I had a... By the way, taking your sunglasses off doesn't help. He's like, hold on. Mess. Okay, yeah. See, I'm fine.
I got so lucky because I was. I'm
you're the luckiest man in the world. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
I got no mortgage and trigger. But I came in from New Jersey in Chatham, New Jersey. And as my wife is driving to the train, we were like getting in the car. My niece goes to Penn State and the car pulls up to take her to the, to Newark.
I'm already not listening.
And I know of course you are, cause you're not talking. And then
lost me at Penn State, but I'm
okay. Well, Penn State, I'll take you to the showers and we'll see what we can find.
It was 2 minutes before you fucking touched me. It was an over-under on Twitter, and I think I just fucking won. I said it'd be under.
Come out of my house, and there's this guy in this Chevy Suburban, you know, and he goes, Brian, this guy Ali, I know the driver. And he goes, Brian, what are you, where are you going? I said, well, my wife's taking me to the train. I got to go into the city to do a show, and I'll be back in about 2 hours. And he goes, it's Thanksgiving. I'll just drive you. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right. So I went to the house, made myself a big bourbon and ginger ale, and sat in the front seat and dropped her off at the airport and zipped into town, and here we are.
This is Brian's first Uber ride. That's what that was come down
to.
Why did he give you a ride again?
Because he was taking my niece to the airport to go to North Carolina. So
how
it was
do
like,
he know you?
Because he knows me because he's with the family for 20 years. He just knows me from shit. You know,
he's probably a fan of Two Tired tired twats. Is probably
he's a Uber driver.
No. This is like a private company.
Oh, he's doing much better than that.
Yeah. He's got like 15 cars and whatever. You know what's great too? Because he's Muslim and he's very cool. But then he'll like kind of drop in like kind of weird stuff. You know, he's like I said,
kill the Jews.
Yeah, like that kind of
something
shit.
About 9/11 wasn't his fault.
Exactly. I was not there that day for many reasons.
I did not work.
Yeah, I called my cousin.
Got the signal.
Don't go to your job in that despicable Jew tower. Don't go to your job. So anyway, so I'm just
they dropped that tower that it gets rid of some papers. That's what Frank Santorelli told me.
What?
That's why they brought down the two towers, because they had to get rid of some papers that were in the, and they didn't want to shred them. So they,
well, it's easier. Have you ever called a shredding
company? Frank Santorelli.
I've heard his name. I don't know.
He's a comic from Boston, but he played and I was, when Bill Burr was on MLC, I was making fun of Frank Santorelli, and Bill Burr goes, "He's twice the comic you'll ever be." And I go, I know, I stink. But that's still not the point is he's an idiot. It's funny, but and then the last time I saw him do anything, he was the dumb. You remember in The Sopranos when they had the Bada Bing? He was a dumb bartender.
Oh yeah, the guy that got the eye patch guy.
I don't know if he had
Joey Pantalone, like with the gladiator.
Yeah, everybody would fuck him because he was an idiot.
Right.
So that's to my point. There is no such thing as acting. This guy's an idiot.
It's method.
And they go, "You're an idiot. You talk like an idiot. You look like an idiot. Come on in.
Come on in. We need you."
Because after 9/11, he told me in front of Boston Comedy Club. He goes, "Yeah, they needed to." I go, "Where'd you hear that?" He goes, "I know that."
He's got some connections.
They brought down the towers because they had to get rid of some documents.
It seems like a long way around. Yeah.
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
Bit of a paper trail to fucking.
A lot of lives lost to get rid of paperwork.
Pete Davidson got a career out of it.
He sure did. His father's like, "I hope my son does fun comedy."
He's burning to death.
Yeah, well,
terrible.
Or maybe smoke inhalation. You don't know.
Smoking.
Could have been smoke inhalation. You know, it's one of the two. I'd rather be burned to death, because I feel like smoke inhalation, you're kind of like, it's like you're drowning, you know what I mean? Which I feel like is the worst way to die ever. I think if you burn to death, you're kind of like, you go into shock.
You'll be drunk anyway.
Right.
Your alcohol will burn off first.
My skin's very flammable. Exactly. Like, I just, yeah.
So you'll go first.
I just smell like an Irish coffee.
Yes.
They go, "Oh, he died doing what he loved."
Mm-hmm.
Getting tanked. So, what are you doing tomorrow for the big Thanksgiving holiday?
I gotta go to my sister's in Jersey.
Oh, what town in Jersey?
North Jersey. I don't even know the name of the town. Oak Ridge?
Yeah, that sounds weird. Hey, I love the boys.
Boys?
You get
Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, is that a thing?
Elvira.
My heart's on fire.
I'm so giddy happy up. To be young.
Speaking of the giddy up, Garrett, can you read that story about the guy who fucked a horse?
Yeah.
I pulled up, but your driver is on the line.
Oh, good.
Go ahead, driver.
Yo, dude.
Yeah. Talk slow. What? Talk slow. Talk slow.
It's talk slowly. It's an adverb modifying how you'd like me to speak. You are what people call in the educational system very slow, which is a fancy way of saying retarded. You got it? Want to try it again?
Yeah, got
it. Slowly enough for you?
Jesus Christ.
Is this... Whose driver is this?
It's not your driver. It's my driver.
Hey, sorry,
Gino, you either got to meet me here on the west side. I'm not walking to the 6th train, and then that's a half an hour out there. We're never going to make
Then you walk into Jersey. You get on the fucking yellow, any color you choose except the Q. Take it to 125th, because I'm not losing an hour driving down there through Macy's fucking horse shit. The foot traffic is awful.
I'll go up to 125th Street. I'll take the A to 125th Street.
Yeah, and then I'll drive all the way across town to double back. You, young man, will get on the fucking 6.
To double back where? To double back where? You get to George Washington up there.
Yeah, I'm 2 minutes from the George Washington at 125th, 116th and Lex.
Jesus. I didn't know the streets went that high up.
Well, what's the difference between 125th and 125?
Don't ask on this show.
What are you talking about?
If I go to
125th and Lex, that's fine. I can grab you there. That's fine, too. You pick. If you want to take 59th and get on the express, I'll get you there. But it's faster and easier in both cases.
Wait, how is 116 in Lexington faster than 125th and where the A drops you off?
This is radio, folks.
Why don't you just pick either one, boo? Do you want to meet me at 116th and Lex or 125th and Lex?
I don't want to go to Lex. I want to take the A uptown towards the George Washington Bridge. This isn't where we're going.
Yeah, but you don't get through all the GW traffic. You get right on. I don't have time for this conversation, nor do you.
It's great radio, though.
Brian, shut the fuck up.
You can have Brian drive. Won't have to look at all the traffic.
So I gotta walk to the 4, or I gotta walk to the east side to get to 4, 5, or 6 uptown to meet you. And that's gonna save time.
You walk one block to the NQ&R. It's yellow. You take that to 59th. It's green. You take 59th, get on the express if you'd like to 125th, or you get on the local to 116th. Just text me from 59th, and then I'll get in the car and we'll be ready to go.
All right, you're still a piece of shit, though. You're a gigantic piece of shit, and never rely on alcoholic. Even my son knows that.
Have your friends that live in New York call in and tell you why it makes more sense. And the ones that take your side, yeah. Well, they can have that.
Thanks. Gino Bisconti, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you, buddy.
All right.
Now that's good radio.
So wait, you're taking the yellow line to...
I got to take the N or the... I know what he's saying, but he wants me to go to his house as opposed to meeting me somewhere because he's like, no, it's this way and that way. Maybe he's right. I don't know. Maybe on the east side you get the bridge, you get the east side highway, and that takes you to the fucking Cross Bronx, and then we'll run into Mike Britt, all the black comics. Always talking about Jerome Avenue. Yeah. Motherfucker, Jerome Avenue.
Jerome Avenue, they no good no more. You used to be nice.
I'm trying to figure it out. He can't. He's going from east side to the west side, and then
no. I said meet me on the east side, right? I mean, meet me on the west side. I could take the train basically to the bridge, and he could just pick me up right there.
Yep.
But he's saying it's because he don't want to do it because he's a piece of shit, you know. So that's why you rely on your friends, and you're always fucked.
All right. Well, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. We just had your driver, Brian. This wouldn't be a problem.
Well,
where's that guy?
Ali has gone, and I'm actually taking the train back. Are you testing what?
I don't know.
Oh, your phone is... Are you recording this? You know, they archive this.
Huh?
They archive this.
Brian, come on, man. You're drunk. I'm sober. Drunk. I don't need to be told. What else happened? What else should I know? Is my wife fucking somebody?
Yeah.
No, they're archiving this. Are they?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Hey, I'm sued, motherfucker. I get sued.
You got sued recently?
Practically.
What happened?
What'd you do?
I'm banned. It's the same as being sued.
God, who cares?
Oh, the seller.
Who cares? You're drunk and you don't have a job you're living off the fat of the land, which is pretty good.
Bullshit. I just made some financial moves that turned out to be a pretty good idea.
Did you buy Apple on the way down?
Family here. I don't know. I just talked to my Charles Schwab guy, and I think it's going to be a nice end of the year for the old McCarthy bank account.
Which character are you doing? Is this the Beverly Hillbillies?
The Patreon's really working out.
Beverly Hillbillies or Green Acres?
Can I do my character?
Go ahead, caller. Is that part of your character that you and Keith were talking about?
No.
Over at the Chop House?
Here it is, hard figure.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Hey, motherfucker, I'm getting banned for these bad words.
I know.
I'm really getting in trouble for. Okay. I'm banned at the cellar for bad words I say on my podcast. Right.
Are you banned at the fucking cellar?
I am. I'm banned.
We see Case jerking off in fucking people's French onion soup, and you can't fucking. You
just
can't
had,
get it.
I had lunch with Louis yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I'm not kidding.
What did he say?
4 hours with Louis C.K.
Did you?
He's got.
Give you the 30 bucks back for your wife. That, fucking...
He's got a story of all stories.
Well, can you tell us?
No.
Well, then why even bring it up?
Because he brought it up.
So. I donate. So what do you mean?
He brought it up, and so I didn't. Did I leave with that story?
You didn't leave with it. I did.
Where'd you guys have lunch?
The funny thing was, he goes,
"When's he coming on?
Where'd you have lunch? Where?"
So I told him. He texted me Monday night. You know, he had asked me over the weekend. He goes, "You know, you want to meet up?" I don't know what he was doing.
You're like simpatico.
Yes. Because I'm banned,
and he's banned out of show business.
So he asked me. He asked me, you know, he said, how you doing? Like, Sunday morning, he asked me if I was doing okay. Like, I woke up, I looked at his text.
He asked you if you
were
doing
okay. I'm like, wow, how fucking bad must I be doing? Louis C.K.'s asked me. Then he's like, you want, and I go, yeah, I'm doing okay. I bought a bunch of guns.
Yeah.
He goes, why'd you buy guns? I go, yeah, and I didn't even respond because I'm like, I was just joking. And then he goes, you want to meet up sometime? And he thought I was going to kill myself or whatever. And I go, no, I'm like, I didn't buy guns. I'm just joking around. But then he asked me another question about something else, but it's not related to that.
When you're sitting with Louis, do people look? Are people paying it? Like
no. So then we go. So then he texts me. My wife's birthday was Monday night, so my phone comes up. My wife goes, "Louis texting?" I go, "Yeah." So I look down. I didn't want to interrupt her fucking special birthday.
That makes my pussy wet.
So
celebrity.
So he goes, you want to have lunch tomorrow? I go, okay, because I had to get my hair cut. I get my hair cut over there anyway, near the Christopher Street PATH train.
Mm-hmm. Homo.
That's what Louis said. He go, I go, I'm getting my hair cut on Christopher Street. And he goes, fag. I go, no, he's a real barber. He goes, that's even gayer.
Yeah, exactly.
So then,
what are you for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, but he's cool. The guys, it's a barber shop. Anyway, it's just right at the train. I just found out because it's right at the PATH train, sure. Christopher stop. Anyways, a shout out. It's a good barber shop. Anyway, so then, so I go, I'm gonna be around there anyway. He goes, okay, what time? So anyway, so he goes, let's meet. He goes, let's meet at this time at this place. So I got there first. Mm-hmm. And I go in, and I'm casing it like Michael in the fucking Godfather, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a small place, so I go, can I use the bathroom? I'm checking out to see where I can put my gun, you know?
Go to the tank.
Toilet. Yeah. Right. So I go downstairs to the bathroom, and then I come up, and it's like, it's 1 o'clock, so it's not super crowded, and it's just a little, like, fucking little fish house. But anyway, so I go outside, and then he shows up. And he goes, is this okay? I go, he goes, yeah, I guess. So then we go in. But then since I was in there, more tables are seated.
Uh-oh.
And it's those little things where you got to fucking sit next to each other. So they have to pull out the table. And I'm like the bitch. They pull out the table. I got to go in first.
Oh, you got the banquette?
Yeah, they push the table. They push the table back in.
Dude.
They push the table back in. And then I'm like, and Louie's like, are you okay with this? I go, yeah, I don't know. Because there's a couple right next to us. And I think they're woke, you know? Yeah, I think they're a little woke. Because they're either from Europe or they're a West Village couple.
That's the guy that makes a joke off in front of girls that work for him, yeah?
Where's he from?
The guy's, I don't know, it's a new character.
Oh, a new character?
Yeah. Netherlands, maybe? Who knows?
So,
character him.
So then he goes, is this okay? Is this okay? I go, yeah, I don't know. He goes, you like fish? I go, you know, I don't even know. Because I'm like, I don't want to be in a scene
with this guy.
No, it's not that. I just don't want to. I don't want to be like the whole time we got to fucking talk under my breath because I'm going to say bad words.
Sure.
I get banned at many clubs. I'm like Lenny Bruce, motherfucker.
Ooh, like circa 1968.
I got to just pick up heroin. I know a guy who can teach me.
I got a guy for you.
So he goes, you want to just go somewhere else? You want to go to a diner? I go, yeah, diner. Now I'm like a kid. I'm like, yeah, let's go to a diner. He goes, you're like a chicken parm guy. I go, exactly. Like, that's exactly what I want.
I love chicken parm.
Like, if I get a good chicken parm, I prefer that over anything. See, other than like a BLT.
At least four times.
Or turkey club, but chicken parm's number one. So
never happier.
He guessed my thing, you know? So I'm like, yeah, I go, let's just go to a diner. So then we went to like a barbecue place, but it was good because you didn't have to, there was no waiter. It was like a Chipotle.
Okay.
The barbecue. You get your food, and then you sit down, and then...
What was that?
I don't know. It's right off 7th Avenue. Okay. I don't even know. Because the West Village, all the streets cross each other?
It's a mess.
Like, 4th Street crosses 11th Street?
I don't know how that works.
I'm like, these fags are crazy.
Yeah, they are. They all have AIDS, and they play in the streets. Their brains are
all cobble. All the streets are cobbled.
That's the cobblestones here. Why is my forehead full of scabs? I don't know. I'm hungry, but I'm not.
What did you guys
That'd be
about
funny
about
if he was the blind AIDS guy. That'd be a funny character. You're like, what is this?
What is this?
Last night, our dinner at Keene's Chop House, he mentioned, he said we should do a blind AIDS guy.
Yeah, blind AIDS guy.
So we're going to do some makeup and, you know.
So then we're talking, you know, and then at one point he told me, don't tell them that. I go, okay. And then he goes, don't tell anybody any of this. I go, all right. It's amazing. Like, it's amazing.
Is he in a good place? Can you say that at least?
Yeah, he's fine, but it's like, it's amazing. It's just amazing. Like I said, boy, it'd be a fucking great movie. It's like an amazing movie because it's like from the pinnacle he was at.
Right.
And then like the shit, it's like, I can't even say because the shit that like amazed me, I was like, I mean, I can't talk about that because it's like show business people and insider stuff. So. Mm-hmm. I said, can I say that I saw you? He goes, yeah. And that was it.
I heard he got...
Then he disappeared.
I
shook his hand, and then I turned around and like, say, good, and then he was gone.
Your hand full of jizz? Just all this cum all over your hand?
Let's keep it pretty.
All right, well...
Like, when you're sitting there eating with him...
Is that a foul joke?
Do people stare at him and shit? Because he's famous?
Oh, at that restaurant, they would have. Because even when we walked in, I was like, he walked in first, but he knew the people who run the restaurant. So even when he was leaving, he blamed me. He goes, because the chef was like this woman, and she's like, she asked Louis how his kids were doing. Mm-hmm. So Louis goes, yeah, he don't like fish. As I'm leaving, I can hear him like taking shitting on me, but I'm like, I want a chicken parm at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. So when we ate where we ate, we were like, it was a pretty open place, and we were right next to like a wall thing. What do you call the thing that holds up the ceiling?
Beam?
Yeah, like a beam. Like, you know, like we're sitting next to like a beam.
Yeah.
So we're kind of deflected, and then there was nobody kind of really near us. And then I think one person recognized him because he waved at somebody at some point.
Okay.
So
it's a guy that jerks off on people.
He was facing a window, so I didn't even see. But nobody like said anything. So I don't know if you saw him with, if you saw him, I don't know. I don't know if you saw him on the street. No, he looks the same.
Okay.
But if you saw him, you'd be like, I don't know. But it, but that the first restaurant would have been like, because the people are like literally right next to us. And I fucking hate that anyway.
That's typical New York City.
I know, I hate that anyway. Even if I'm like with somebody, I don't even give a shit that I what they hear. But
yeah,
they were like literally right next to us. And I don't want to be like, hey, hey, what's with the triggers? And, you know.
Yeah.
No, so I didn't. I just didn't want to be, I just didn't want to be whispering the whole fucking time. Because yeah, I know I get like, if I'm making a point, I don't want.
Even if you're whispering something that's not even like salacious, it just sounds bad. It's like, hey, Brian, yeah, this weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Brian, yeah, you still want to fuck my wife next week? I'll watch you.
But it's amazing. It's just, it's amazing.
So, all right. Well, look at you hobnobbing with fallen angels.
I just like how he's turning to you. For advice. He's turning. He's like, you know what? Maybe I should hang with Kevin.
I know. When I at the end of the night, I realized, you know, as bad as Louis has it, he's still doing better than me.
I guess.
He's
if
not
you wanna...
banned at the cellar.
No, he can show up.
He can work wherever he wants. Yeah. You know, and
did that 30 bucks a spot or whatever.
And then he didn't even pay for my lunch.
You guys split it?
No, that we just pay like Chipotle. You pay. You yeah, tell him what you want. And then you, and then
it's
you,
twice he's taking your money because your wife paid, oh, yeah, for his fucking show.
Yeah, $31.
$32.50. His wife paid for Louis.
No, when she got Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete.
God, it's horrible.
She loved it.
Did she?
I didn't see it.
She has bad taste, clearly, in many ways.
There's one thing I'll tell you off the air. I mean, about another show he was involved with, but it was just, it's amazing. But
is it the reboot of One Day at a Time?
That's Mike Royce.
This is it.
That's the third character.
Oh, Horace and Pete.
Starring Kurt Metzger.
My wife paid $31 for it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, when it, of course, on my credit card, when it came up on my credit card, it didn't even say Horace and Pete or Amazon. It said Louis C.K. I go,
how fucking loud did you yell when that fucking came
up? You're just giving this motherfucker my money?
Right.
And I told him about it. He goes, I do feel bad.
You're like, that's three spots at Dangerfields. Do you fucking understand?
Speaking of Dangerfields.
What happened there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid to say anything now.
Don't be afraid. Just stay away.
Don't be afraid.
I'm confused. Why, how could they ban you from the cellar? You're not. You didn't do the fucking show at the cellar.
He talks shit about the celebrities that go up there.
Yeah, but whatever. That's no,
whatever.
Opinion.
I agree with you, but like, it's weird. We live in these times.
That's fucking absurd.
I know. I mean, it's weird to me that you have such a great body. You're not allowed to even come over to my apartment.
No, I'm allowed. I just don't go.
Which character is this?
Oh, this is
the gay AIDS guy from the fucking the village.
Fuck everything.
Lonely, yeah. This is Lonely Michael, right? Exactly. I'm just saying, like with your muscles and everything, you should just be able to hang out. But you probably don't need.
He's not that muscular.
Not that muscular. Yeah,
but you're the perfect part of muscular. You're like right in the middle.
You're my silver medal.
I'm your silver medal. Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's what
you're
I like.
You're not obsessed with it.
No, I
go
in shape.
I go every day. Yeah.
Yeah. You go every day. You work out every day.
5 days a week. Yeah.
You're no kidding.
Well, you do weights.
Yeah.
No, even I'm getting turned on.
Right.
Yeah. Do weights. I like how you said that.
Happily married man until this show.
Yeah. Exactly. Jover, right here.
My mom's turning 85 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
The bad news is I'll have to call her.
Well, you're going to give her
on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. That could be a
her
long
birthday's
conversation.
Birthday's on Thanksgiving?
Not every year. You dumb fuck. Try to save it. Right. Her birthday's on Thanksgiving?
Lock it in. That's the problem with that World War II generation. They don't think ahead. Gotta lock it in.
It would be funny if every year was Thanksgiving. I forgot again.
I didn't.
Are you going to give her a present?
Yeah, I'm going to give her a present.
Yeah.
Who from your family goes back like to spend with your mother?
No, she's
anyone?
Going to Phoenix. She's going to Phoenix to see my brother lives out there.
Wow.
What she's doing is, I shouldn't even go into this. Louis told me not to talk about this, but what she's doing is, five of her kids are gonna go to Phoenix to meet her, to celebrate, and then because enough people don't get along, so she has them like in two different groups.
Okay,
five are gonna be for her birthday, and then she told my wife this. She didn't even tell me. She's gonna like we're gonna have a this summer we're gonna have like the other five are gonna have like a reunion and in Ireland or something.
Oh, yes.
She wants to go to Ireland.
Which part are you
in? I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go.
Right.
My wife's like, you're going. I go, I'm not fucking going. Because I don't even like someone at group.
You can enjoy it.
It doesn't even like the ones he actually likes.
No, I mean, I can tolerate some of them, but there's a couple of cunts in there, if you know what I mean.
Which one is Neil going to? Ireland?
Neil's in Phoenix. Well, you know,
that's a hop and a jump from Los Angeles. Leave your famous.
I'm sure Neil will cancel last minute. And try to send somebody else.
Gotta go to the Grammys or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, John Legend, you know what? Your last name is the real thing. You are a legend.
To me.
Yeah. I was going to say, apparently, Neil will be performing at the Bell House by my apartment in December.
You in Brooklyn?
Yeah,
Brooklyn. Me too. So am I. I just moved there yesterday.
Shut the front door. Where?
15th Street.
No kidding. You're right around the corner from me.
Oh, I can't wait to not see you.
I can't wait.
I go to the gym right up the street on 15th.
I don't go there. I have a trainer down at 9th Street, but that's fine. Yeah, I'll see. You're a little farther down than I am.
I'm a little more south.
I'm Lace Curtain Irish. But you've got Neil's coming to the Bell House. People have been tweeting me. Literally, I'm getting 15 tweets a day. People are like, you're going to go see Neil Brennan. Like, I picked up your feud. Like, are you going to go see Neil at the Bell House and bring Kevin? So
I might go.
Yeah, I'll go protest.
You saw Three Mics, right? Did you go see Three Mics when it was
I might just go and be like, hack. I'll just get thrown out. That'll be a new...
Can you do that and fucking record it? You should.
Yeah, you can record anything. You just have to put the phone on when you go there and you just leave it on. They're not going to check your phone if it's in your fucking... If it's in your... Carhartt.
Last time I was at
probably don't even think I have a phone if I have a Carhartt.
Yeah, they're like, this guy's got a flip phone at best.
Right. Ooh, he has a flip phone.
Does he really? Mm-hmm. He probably doesn't want any kind of, you know, social media stuff. It's probably,
yeah, that's why he does it, I guess.
All sorts of smoke. He opens up Facebook.
I said he should just go on Twitter and go, how's everybody doing?
What's been going on?
The thing just goes, what the fuck? He gets verified within a second. And the thing just complete fucking.
He's on fire.
Chaos, yeah.
Right. Dripping like oil or whatever the fuck.
Sprint goes out of business because they can't even handle the fucking.
The overflow of fucking.
The overload.
Stream, whatever the social media they're holding. Yeah, last time I was at the Bell House, I won the moth, but look at me bragging. But he's going to be the Bell House. I think December 8th or 9th. So
when's Louis coming on this show? I know you talked about it.
I asked him to do it, and then I didn't ask him yesterday because it was like, you know, I already asked him.
Yeah.
But I asked him to do. I think it's going to work out for him. You know what? Because I didn't tell him this yesterday, but I think he's going to. What he's going to have to do is. This is just my own. I didn't say it to him yesterday, but I think he's going to like because he already did it. You know, like he already put out his own special.
Yeah, just do it again.
His fans gave him money, you know. So they'll just do it again. He already knows how to do it, you know.
I see a big drop off though.
No, it's going to be a drop off, but I mean it's like he can do it. In this day and age, you can just put out your own shit.
Sure.
And then everyone's going to want to see it. And then he did that last time he did it for free. They basically took donations.
Yeah.
So this time he can just set up his own network, I think, you know.
Well, or at least his own special that is independent of any distribution or anything. But if he does it from, like, a really small...
But he can also almost do what Compound Media did, you know, just basically start your own fucking network and then just have people, like, subscribe to it, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I didn't tell him that, but I think that's the way for him to go. Because whenever I tell him things business-wise, he's always like, you're an idiot. You don't even know. You don't know what you're talking about.
You must have a roommate.
No, I know. I do feel like he knows more stuff than I do.
Right.
Just because he was in show business for a while. Right. So it's like I didn't want to be like, but I just think that's the way to go for him because it's, you know, I mean, Amazon and Netflix, they're going to be cunts to him forever, you know? So if he just starts his own thing and then people are going to be like, people are just going to pay for it because I think after a while people are going to be like, well, what did he fucking do? Like, what did
he
really...
He wasn't convicted of anything. Huh?
No, but, like, what did he really do? I mean, in the big scheme of things, it's basically shoplifting. In the big Me Too fucking... You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're comparing...
No, I mean, he didn't commit a crime. He just, you know, he only got busted. I mean, if I did that, nobody would even care because he only got in trouble because he's famous. Yeah, he got
Ryan's
super...
twice since he's been here.
He got super famous. The inappropriate shit you did, the stories you've told on your Facebook Live show, which isn't enough for an award...
Yeah, we're doing
floppy.
Like Emmy, I think that the term is.
No, but I mean, he only got in trouble. Like, if I did that, nobody would even give a shit. If somebody came forward and said, like, this guy jerked off in front of me in Wichita, they'd be like, who cares? A lot of shit happens in Wichita,
Kansas.
Yeah. He's but he got in trouble because it's like he didn't ever commit a crime, so you know.
Well, the problem is again, it was people that worked for him. He would call them.
Yeah, but you don't know all the logistics of it. You know,
that people worked.
I mean,
him.
Maybe listen, okay. listen. Maybe this is not from anything from him. I didn't ask him anything, any particulars about that. My questions are all about like, I mean, I wasn't like.
Like, how's your boat?
Yeah. No, and I'd be like talking to my phone, please. At one point, he goes, "Don't tell anybody this." I go, "Yeah, just between you and me and my phone." My wife was like, "Please tape the conversation."
Yeah.
I go, "I couldn't do it." So, what was I talking about?
What you asked him?
No, before that.
Brian,
how big my dick is?
Married anything?
Let's bring it back in the playback.
Yeah, have you guys ever noticed how big Brian's dick is?
Yeah.
No, anyway, no, what was I talking about before Louis thing?
I got so annoyed that I lost the
I
wire.
I had NyQuil last night, by the way. I'm a little groggy.
Yeah, I woke up at 3 a.m. I lost the charger thing cable for my ball trimmer, and I finally convinced my wife to trim my balls, and she found
at her dad's house.
No, this is 2 days ago.
Oh.
And I found the charger. We plugged the charger in.
It'd be funny if you did at your dad's house and her dad walked in.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Your dad's.
I'm like, I need a minute.
And your wife's trimming your balls. He's like, you can't do this at your own house. No, we just found the charger.
Like, he's blind.
Jersey's one of the best places to trim your balls in the country.
Yeah, we could just put these right outside.
Adam's known for ball trimming, in case you didn't know. So I
wood chippings.
I got in one of our many bathrooms we have in my palatial apartment. Mm-hmm. And I sat down in a little folding chair. I got all ready for her to trim my balls. And then, I don't know, the ball trimmer didn't work. I was so disappointed. She was like, ready to go. Like, pitch a button, nothing. So I've got to get a new ball trimmer.
It's
so
old-fashioned bad luck.
If anyways, listen, Cop Out Media, a Christmas bonus. Wouldn't mind a good ball trimmer.
That's one extra Patreon. That's all we need for.
Yeah, exactly.
Ball
right. Donate.
How much are you making on your Patreon?
Me?
Yeah.
I think we're up to like 90.
Yeah, but how much money?
I don't even know.
You're up to 80.
80.
Who knows?
Adam. He runs the whole thing.
Adam's embezzling you.
That's great. You know what I do? I go on PayPal and I just dump the money into an account. It's like a couple of thousand.
Offshore?
Yeah, offshore.
To keep it so the government can't get their...
I have to go paddle out on a surfboard to go get the money.
So those dirty Jews don't get their dirty hands?
Yeah, exactly.
Your Patreon?
Brian's going to be burning down buildings like 9/11.
Exactly.
Like, I got to get rid of these. Rid of these papers from Patreon.
$3,000 nobody knows about. So we have an audience member. Should we acknowledge her or not really?
No, she's a regular.
Is that the girl from the Navy?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Hey, how's your new job going?
Is that the girl from the...
Oh, awesome.
In the Navy.
Can get some diseases from
the locals.
Let's
read the story about the guy who fucked the horse.
Yeah.
I'm really fucking on point with this one.
It should be... be funny if it was Louis' headshot. The guy who fucked the horse.
Right. It's like going like this. Like, I can't help myself. Like, hands up. We went to a miniature pony farm in Lancaster when I was a kid, and I fed one of the ponies a quarter, and the nun saw me, and they made me sit in the bus for the trip.
Can you read it, Garrett?
These guys always look like they would fuck a horse. Every single
guys,
time.
That guy looks pretty normal.
Now, it looks pretty unstable to me.
I knew you were going to say that. Somebody already tweeted that. Bill Bravo already tweeted that. Like,
yeah.
That looks unstable.
Instead of having intercourse with a small horse named Jackie G. I mean.
What happened?
Go ahead.
A Florida man has admitted having sex with a male pony, telling investigators that he's a, quote, sick man, deputy said. Nicholas Anthony Sardo, 21, of Citra, was arrested for having intercourse with a small horse named Jackie G. After a witness reported to deputies that she saw Sardo attacking the animal in the pasture on a relative's property on October 13th. Another woman then told authorities she saw Sardo having sex with the animal and approached him to discuss what she witnessed. Sardo then immediately admitted having sex with the pony, a confession he later made to detectives as well. Sardo later revealed to investigators that he had had sex with the horse, quote, 4 times during the course of a week.
Wow.
Wearing
That's
a condom.
More than I fuck my wife.
Wearing a condom each time to prevent contracting any sexually transmitted diseases.
I don't think you have to worry about that guy.
Don't leave that horse pregnant.
Sardo also told the detective that he knew what he was doing was wrong, and he admitted he was a sick man. Sardo was also charged with 4 counts of bestiality, sexual contact with an animal, was booked into jail. The small horse, meanwhile, belongs to one of Sardo's relatives and remains in their care. Conditions of Sardo's contact with the animal in the future, if any, could be determined by a judge.
The horse has a restraining order.
Yeah. I think it's weird that people saw from afar away that he was fucking a horse and was like, is that guy fucking the horse? Because it would take me an hour to be like, wait, is that guy, what's he doing?
I know riding a horse can be a little unstable.
There you go. Thank you. Unbridled fun.
No, but I mean, how do you? I mean, I've put condoms on, you know, and the woman gets kind of, she's like, gets impatient.
Sure.
I don't know how you put a condom on when you're fucking a horse and you're like, whoa, boy, stick around.
Whoa, here's a carrot.
Maybe you're like trying to
take this carrot.
Trying to open it up.
Well, maybe give the horse.
How do you keep the hard on when you're fucking a horse? Well, I mean, it's hard to keep a hard on with when you have a condom.
Maybe you lick it, you give the horse a nice rim job and you're jerking yourself off. And you
excuse me.
Sure.
You must.
Yeah.
Can I add something to this?
Yes.
Mr. Kubiak,
I
please.
Honestly don't think the animal cares if you fuck it. Like, why is it a crime? It's sick. Not my cup of tea. But the animal never seems to really give a shit if you fuck it.
Hmm. No. Maybe a disdainful look over its shoulder. Like, really? Like,
they don't care. Other animals, the animals rape each other all the time. There's not like a...
Yeah, we all watch the animal show, the Nature Channel. How you think it would be like a compliment of an animal if a human wants to fuck you.
Yeah, you know, right. It's true. It's like a model wanting to fuck you. Yeah. That's awesome.
You're like, finally.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a combustion engine and two legs. Look at us.
You're bragging to your little doggy friends that, you know, you got
look
some peanut butter
out of it. Look at my boyfriend. He can stand upright.
Yeah. I'm so good. I got a human.
Yeah. Look at that guy. Yeah. See the guy wearing pants? He fucked me an hour ago.
He's taking me to prom.
Cents. Just my two cents. The animal never seems to give a shit. People are more upset by it, which I understand that, but it's not like it's a crime against the animal.
No.
Yeah, so bestiality.
Yeah, Michael Che has a funny joke. He goes, we can eat animals, but we can't fuck them? Wouldn't they rather be fucked than eaten?
Brilliant.
You know it's a good joke if I'm giving a shout-out to a black guy.
Yeah. So, but I also wonder, do male horses have prostates? Does it feel good for the horse to get fucked?
I think it just feels good for anybody to get fucked.
But I mean, like, I wouldn't like having a dick in my ass. I mean, it's been years.
Is this the guy as a young man?
Yeah, look at those pepperoni nipples.
He really does look.
He looks like Austin Powers.
I can't tell if that's stomach hair or just like horse debris.
I think he's Jewish.
Rubbing on the back of the horse.
Be horse debris. Let's just go with that.
Hey, the guy's sensible enough to want to wear a condom. Why don't you be sensible enough to not fuck a horse?
Like the island of Dr. Moreau, is going to make like a horse boy? Well, he's a male horse, so you couldn't really get a...
That's his Facebook thing?
Right. Does he have, like, horse emojis and everything he, like...
It's always fucking Florida. You ever notice that?
Everything's in Florida. It's the heat. This was in Florida for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Florida. It was Florida, man.
Does he do check-ins to, like, a horse's asshole? He's like, check-in, horse's asshole.
Facebook.
Facebook, you can check in on Facebook.
What do you mean?
Horse's asshole. I can't. It's going to... doesn't matter. So...
If this is like we're doing a show in commercial break.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a show within the show.
Yeah, this is not really a show, but this is what we do when we're in commercial.
Very meta.
Just goofing around.
Well, you're going to Queens tomorrow, is that right?
No. It's Jersey.
What
listen to anything I say?
What's that?
You listen to anything
I got your biceps. I'm going to call you Mr.
It's
Biceps.
What's the town?
Oak Ridge. Remember you sang a song?
Oh, yeah. My heart's on fire. Elvira.
Sister's house?
My sister, yeah.
How old is she?
35. 34.
Is she married?
Yeah.
Okay, kids and everything, or
one kid?
One kid. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then she invited you, or that's where you're all going?
Yeah, it's when my mother lives there, and
Your mother lives with your sister?
Yeah, in the basement. My sister's got a big house up in. Okay.
She lives in a basement.
My mother does in the basement of the house.
I'd like to put my mom in my basement. Sure. Shut the fuck up and throw down food at her.
I'd like to. Yeah.
You like that salami roll?
I'd like to visit my mother's basement, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
Yeah,
all do.
Fuck a horse.
You'd fuck a horse.
You'd fuck a horse.
Thought about it before, right?
A minute. No, because I'm married, I wouldn't want to cheat on my wife. But you know, if I was single, it's game over.
I could see you wearing a condom to fuck your wife, but not with a horse.
He'd be like, "Hey, you taking this dick?
That raw dog. I'm raw dog."
Because you would want to experience the whole thing.
Yeah. I talked to my show.
You want to spread it to your wife.
When I was like 11 or 12. I used to get a hard on, and I would take my my cat Morris's leg, and I would fuck its leg between like the leg and its body, and I couldn't really come because I was too young to come, but it just felt really good. All that like
that's a good album. Too young to come. Too young to come.
No.
Elkin can do something with that.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
That guy can sell anything.
Yeah.
James Hatfield voice.
Hatfield, yeah.
And Morris wasn't fixed, so like his little balls would be like kind of a little bumper.
We've heard enough of Morris.
Yeah.
Garrett, couldn't you see Brian fucking a horse?
Yeah, not a pony though.
No,
like he's a man.
I'm no faggot.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm kidding.
He's
right.
Not a pedophile over here. Jesus,
that begs to that brings up the Attell joke. It's good to fuck a horse because then you get a ride home.
I'm getting a stepladder out. I'm gonna eat that horse pussy and shove it right in. Why not?
Yeah, that's the thing too. A female horse, not a male.
No,
horse.
Yeah.
That's gay.
Yeah. Man. I made sauce for you.
I get my hair cut in the village, but I wouldn't fuck a male horse.
No. I don't know.
Yeah, but how afraid, when you're fucking a horse, are you afraid to get kicked? That's got to be like a constant.
Just thinking
yeah,
that.
But the horse, can you imagine a horse just going like, yeah, okay. Like, wouldn't a horse run off if it, like to Comey's point, if it was really mad, wouldn't it run off?
No, I think so.
You would have to tie it up. And I would sit on
it. He wasn't tying up. I think he got a little horse, and maybe you can restrain it a little bit.
Sure. You gotta tie it to a fence.
Can anyone really restrain a fucking horse?
I don't know, but the horse, if it wasn't enjoying it, would run off.
I would imagine the horse might like it. Maybe it's a gay horse. They're gay animals. Penguins are all gay.
I could see you working with gay animals.
Yeah, why not? Rub it.
Kevin Meaney.
Yeah, me and Kevin Meaney. Right. What's that song you used to do? What do you
say? We are the world?
Yeah. We are the world. Rubbing his horse pussy.
How could you forget
horse
that?
Horse asshole. Just trying to get it. I wouldn't want it because I've seen horses shit. I always think it's funny when like the horses are on Central Park and people are like, the tourists come up like, oh, the horse is so cute. All of a sudden the horse like unleashes like 15 pounds of shit.
Yeah.
And the Czechoslovakian guy is like, got a shovel and he's like, that's $80 for an hour. That's all the accent I can do.
Around Columbus Circle.
Yeah,
he's Irish, but he's from Czechoslovakia.
I got lost. I got drunk.
The character. Wow, you've really been studying overnight.
Got in a rowboat and got drunk, and now I'm in Czechoslovakia.
All right. Is there anything else? Any questions about Louis? Any wrap-up on Louis?
Hey, real quick, when it comes to the horse-fucking thing,
yep.
There's a video that Vice did about this this little town in Colombia.
Yeah,
and they brag about how many donkeys they've fucked. Like, it's a regular occurrence that people have fucked like 100 donkeys.
Wow. And I gotta go to like South Carolina.
A stature sort of thing for these people to have sex with these donkeys.
He said Columbia, not Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, sorry. You mean the country of Columbia?
No, he meant the city, very specifically.
The capital of South Carolina.
First of all, you think that's going on in the United States of America? You think Trump wouldn't tweet about that?
Hey, Keith, just to back on, by the way, thank you for dinner last night. But just to go on top of that, there is a documentary about Missouri is one of the last states in America where it's legal to fuck a horse. And there's a documentary about guys that come from all over the world to Missouri to fuck horses. So,
where'd you see this documentary?
Well, let's not use the word "see." Okay, that's kind of our word, woke. No, it's there. I know if Garrett could probably find it in 2 seconds.
I don't think that really is a fact because wouldn't we all hear about it?
Well,
wouldn't we know? Like, I've been to South Carolina for gigs. Wouldn't they be like, "Hey, do you want to go?" I mean, Missouri. I've been to Missouri for gigs. Wouldn't they be like, "Hey, you want to fuck a horse?"
Middle of nowhere.
Oh, you're here.
That was a great.
We do it to ride a passage.
No, it's like if it was the last bastion in the country. Wouldn't they be like, "Do you want to?" We have to go to Cracker Barrel. You want to fuck a horse?
That was a really great set.
Like, I don't know if
probably
I
want in Cracker Barrel there.
Met my horse Patches.
I don't know if I want to fuck a horse. I'd like to watch. To be honest, to your point, I'd like to watch a guy fuck a horse.
Hold on a second. Just watch this video.
Just watch these guys fuck the horse on this fucking Vice thing.
Is that the Colombian thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to do cocaine and fuck a horse.
Imagine being this journalist coming back. So how? How were things?
Oh, now they're doing interviews like this?
Right.
Hold on. We'll scroll forward to where the guy actually, like, walks the horse off into the...
He's
hiding behind the tree.
Is there music?
He does it in private.
Like, sexy music? Please!
I don't know what's gayer, the horse fucking or this guy's shirt.
Oh, who's that? Oh, I thought it was...
in the background?
I thought they were walking up the hill.
Oh, this is
this guy's 2 minutes away from
so gross, Brian.
This guy's 2 minutes away from going. Yep, I'm next.
He's the guy. He's the narrator of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Here you go.
It's like in The Lion King when it's like a wee ma wop. They fucking come in right after.
Okay, jeez, Brian.
I'm just
ruin that Disney classic for me. Thanks.
Are the guys fucking it now?
Oh, they have music.
I mean, if That sounds like every other music I've heard in the porn.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. And the horse is loving it.
Yeah.
Horse's eyes are rolling over.
You this guy's like the premier guy. He's fucked like 100 donkeys.
Wow.
Oh, now he's not. He's better than the horse than I am to my wife. He rubs the horse after he fucked it. I just go to the bathroom and get myself a sandwich.
Is that where you get sandwiches in the bathroom?
Yeah, he keeps it in the toilet tank. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I take a piss and I go get a sandwich. I told you I took NyQuil. That guy was fucking a horse.
You think afterwards he pets the horse and he goes, hey, why the long face?
I like how they put the sexy music, the porn music. I think if you put that porn music, you can fuck anybody anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it just puts you, gets so sexied up.
You're like, what's up? Like, yeah. Just on the subway.
Yeah, people just start fucking because they hear that porn music. Yeah,
like, you should do it on the N train a little bit.
Wait, are you, you did porn, didn't you?
Yeah, I directed it.
But you didn't have music on the set?
Yeah.
What fucking porn did you direct?
A bunch of stuff.
They have music on the set?
No, in post production, we would never do music. No, because
it's in post. You know that.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. We do ADR.
Wouldn't it help the mood if there's a little music, a little sexy music?
No, I would do.
Music?
I had a girl. Okay, one of the things I did was called like sexy massage party, and I had this girl. Actually, I talked to her yesterday. Yeah, right. That was when I got good. We had this girl named Inga Stinkfinger, and she was German. And her idea was like she would like massage the girls in the house. It was a house owned by Captain and Tennille.
Is this your new character, Inga Stinkfinger?
No.
Did you have to pay them, the Captain and Tennille?
I didn't. Yeah, house $1,500 for the day for the.
That's it.
For the house, yeah.
Stink up their house. Yeah. With the Stinkfinger?
Big porn house. Everyone knows that house. It's in Encino.
Captain and Tennille?
Yeah,
where do they go? They just go for, they'll go to the mall?
Puts his hat on and like, we're going to Chipotle. We'll be back in about 6 hours. But we had a girl, and we had this girl, her name was Inga Stinkfinger, and she was this big titted blonde girl named, her porn name is Jessica Blade. You could find her, Garrett, if you care. But we would do umpapa, umpapa, whenever she would bring the girls on the table, and she'd go, yeah, this is the time, Baron, going to rub your back and maybe eat your pussy. And then the girl would be like, what? She'd go, no, just rub your back. Forget about the pussy. And then, of course, she would like rub her back. It was going to turn on. And I mean, Jessica would get knee deep in these. And she would like pull their. She was a very big blonde girl. And she would pull her asses apart. And I remember one girl complaining that she was like, she actually stuck her tongue way up my asshole. Like, because you can pretend to do that. But she's a real method actor, like an Uta Hagen or a Stella Adler.
Real method.
Yeah, real method. She would.
Is that her?
Probably.
She's disgusting.
Blonde. She's from Philly.
Yeah, she's blonde.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Jesus.
Well, it's not
Christ.
Your type. It's okay. You like you like a little more midnight blue on the old.
She's wider around the waist than she is around her titties, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she. I think she got into steroids for a little bit. She was like a bodybuilder for a while.
Oh, that's always a good combination.
Yeah, right. Probably had a big old ropey clit.
Like an. Oh, hey, caller.
What do you got? Thanksgiving turkey. You like it brined or roasted?
Is there a caller?
No.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Hang on 1 second.
Sure. Take your time.
He's fucking a horse.
Yeah, wipe off on the saddle.
Wait, so I don't know if it was MLC or if it was Last Burning Bridges, but Brian was talking about his experience with a glory hole or what he knows about a glory hole at a gay club or something.
Yep.
Yeah, only ugly guys use glory holes in the gay community.
Are you gay?
I'm Kevin's gay fan.
Oh, cool. Well, welcome to the show. Well,
That's singular. Gay
what
fan.
I was saying was, I've never been to a glory hole. But, like, I was saying, if they still exist, and then I don't remember who, I think Adam or maybe.
But George Michael's good looking. He went to glory holes in Beverly Hills.
No.
If you know it's organized, you know what other guys are going to be there. But I'm saying a random one, like on a street in New York City, hot guys don't go to those.
Well, yeah.
Are you a Unless hot guy or you just know hot guys?
Are you Kevin's what? Barber?
Are you a hot guy, or you just know what hot guys do?
What do you look like?
No, I am. I'm Brash Mike. I follow you, but you can look at my picture. My picture's on my Twitter.
Oh. What's your name?
Brash Mike.
Brash Mike.
All right. Here, can we please pull up Brash Mike for the other guys, not for me?
But also, wait, Brian, you've been to the Cape before?
Yeah. Provincetown.
Have you been to Provincetown?
Sure, absolutely.
Do you know what the Dick Dock is?
No.
Dick Dock.
There's a big nightclub, and it's on a dock on the beach. It's like 50 feet or 100 feet long. It's a huge deck.
Yeah.
And after the clubs close, all the guys go under there, and that's a hot glory hole. Yeah, that's like a hot fuck.
There's a lot of pony rides down there, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see me wandering around with a Shetland pony. Hello.
Yeah.
It's hot. So let me ask you a question. Where are you calling from?
Boston.
So in Boston, are there like, there's like gay bathhouses and stuff, right? Like,
they're called Bill Burr's.
No, not even close to New York, no.
But I mean, there's going to be one.
Maybe one. Nobody. It's for the old guys.
Okay, so you don't go.
Like Lenny Clark and those types?
Right. Lenny Clark. Yeah. Who wants a quark socked? I want to sock some quark.
It's a quark.
I think about the older Steve Sweeney. All
wicked
the older,
hard here. Wicked hard.
The old Boston comics. Right. I don't know
I'm
going
to bottom out for you. Don't bother wearing a rubber. It doesn't matter.
Larry Bird walks in. Norm from Cheers. Holy shit.
Paul Russell.
Everybody's here. It really is old people.
Pete Boggs.
An hour back.
Benjamin Franklin shows up.
Fags are coming
that's
in.
That's all I got, but I'll be Kevin's new gay correspondent.
Perfect. Yeah, you
check
out the job.
Check
your
picture on Twitter right now, okay?
Yeah, whenever we have any gay questions or we get too homophobic, you just call in. You set it straight.
Right.
I'll clear it up. I'll clear it up for them.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
What's it like living with AIDS?
Oh, come on. How dare you? Nothing. He's just
being joking.
He's being silly.
What's his name? Mike Brash?
Brash.
I can't. When I take NyQuil, I can't remember. My memory's shit. I can't remember. I can only be exactly in a moment. I can't remember a fucking thing. Did I say anything about Louie that we got to take out?
No, you're fine.
I think you're all right.
Garrett?
It didn't really say much.
I don't think so.
No, we're good.
What'd I say?
No, you didn't say much.
Called him the N-word.
Did you talk about his French girlfriend?
No. I didn't ask him. I didn't ask him any personal questions. I just let him. At one point, he said, like, I don't want to talk about that. But we were just talking about, like, I didn't ask him anything specific because it's like, it's whatever. It's the whole thing's tacky. I'm like a big kind of defender of him now because I didn't know it was a. I'm just kind of disgusted. I'm just disgusted with show business after talking to him, you know?
You're also sort of in the same boat a little bit, you know what I mean? You're sort of...
I'm an outsider looking in.
Yeah, I'm on the outside.
I'm going to be hanging out with that queer in Provincetown.
Going to the dick dock for some pony rides.
Is that what he called? You just made it
up. The dick dock. That's what he said.
Oh. Great, though, being gay, they even have a bathhouse with, even for old guys. So even if you're like an old, out-of-shape, gross gay guy, you can still get laid. It's nice. Like, I think it's...
then when I was leaving, Louis goes, I was talking about getting banned from the cell. He goes, I guess it is kind of dicey when you're shitting on comics that you work with. It is kind of, you got to tread lightly, you know?
Right.
So it is kind of like, maybe I should change my thing. Should I work on characters?
He said, tread lightly. I wear ladies' shoes.
I don't get it.
Well, you wear ladies' shoes.
I do tread lightly is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what is it?
I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah. My name is Simon. I'm from Christchurch, New Zealand. I'm a sex tourist. All locked out of sex with children in all Asia.
What?
It's my character.
Oh, okay. What's the character called?
Simon. I'll take vacations. I'll take vacations in Asia.
Catch crocodiles.
I knew a guy who worked at the Comedy Stop in Atlantic City. He was like the sound guy there. They're not even open anymore. He would go, yeah, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks to Germany because I fucked the 14-year-olds there. And he would just tell everybody, like, we're all going to be cool with it. Like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we don't want you to fuck with our sound while we're doing our stand-up, so we have to play ball with this motherfucker. But, even then I was like, who does that? Goes all the way to fucking, if you're going to be, do that, go to Central America where at least they're sexy, you know, at 14.
Right, little fat. Right.
So you're going to go to Germany because it's legal? It's like
2 weeks
on,
seems
man.
Like a long time. I don't know.
Too much information. Maybe 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days.
Maybe a long week with two weekends.
Jet lag for a
jet lag. And yeah.
It's probably a reason why he was working the Comedy Stop. And,
yeah.
You see?
Are you saying it's not a good room?
I'm saying it's...
They're out of business.
They're out of business.
Why kick them when they're down? Come on, Brian. Give it a break. I'd like to have sex with what children? But it's too far for me and it's expensive to go to Russia? Or imagine they're happening in Russia?
Go ahead, caller.
My characters are happening.
There's no business like show business like all business I know.
There you go. There's the song.
Excuse me, Brian.
Yo.
No, I don't want to hear your fucking voice right now.
Oh, okay.
I
want to hear Kevin.
Everyone I picture, every caller's like talking fucking a horse.
Fucking a horse now.
Well, because they all have these dumb, weird conversations. They're all like, there's no. I was like, hold on. Hey, Kevin, let me finish what I'm doing.
Put the condom back on. Yeah.
Let me finish what I'm doing. Then
you
I'll
have
get
the
you
floor,
on.
Sir. Go ahead.
Kev.
Yeah.
Dude,
There's no reason you should have been banned from the fucking Comedy Cellar. No reason for that. I live in Texas. I plan on coming up there to see you.
All right. Well.
and then you cancel because I'm not there?
Yeah, because you're banned. There's no reason for that.
Yeah, but I think my ban's lifted after next week.
Big black lady. I want to drop the word real bad, but I can't.
Yeah, it specifically says no racism on the phone. Please call now.
I know.
No,
I already did it on Monday.
Just call her a dirty Jew if you like, though. I mean, I don't know.
That's not going to help me. Because the dirty Jews run the club.
Huh?
Sorry.
I don't know. I just think it's a weird time to you know. It's not an easy club for me anyway because there's a lot of fucking white women, and white women don't like me. You know, I don't like them either. But they're all judging me and shit.
What's going on, Amy Schumer? I mean, she done banned you.
The best part is the women comics and black comics, they still play the, like, I got it hard card, you know?
Oh, my God. I got it so hard.
Because I'm a woman in comedy. I'm a black dude in comedy. Like, they can say whatever the fuck they want. Like, nobody will stop them. All they got to do is be funny, and they're basically set for life. Yeah. Fucking
no
set
for
life.
And plus, dude, your show is so much fucking funnier than Gino Bisconti's show. And
right.
A fair one. You deserve 4 days a week.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I know. All right, yeah. But I got to do it. And I'm sorry, Kevin. I love you so much, but I got to say it. Nigga, 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 nigga.
All right, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you. Sounds like that guy likes dark's meat in his turkey.
I mean, to be fair, he was fucking a horse while he was doing that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we don't know.
He sounded a little unstable.
That's what he does when he comes.
Right. This is like, S&M safe word.
The guy really was nicer to the horse than I was to my wife after I fuck her.
No. He was rubbing.
He was rubbing her little tummy.
You want to go for a ride? Let's go for a ride.
Somebody want some hay?
Right.
Well, but my wife's not good after sex either. Like, she's always kind of like, she just kind of is like, all right, we did the deed. Now leave me alone. She doesn't want me to fuck. We don't smoke. We don't smoke. No, we never cuddle.
Yeah. So, do you want to cuddle?
No, I don't. But she don't either.
Well,
she's like a dude.
You're not complaining, are you?
Huh?
You're complaining.
No, but it always sounds like I am. Even when I'm not, it sounds like I'm complaining. Like Happy Thanksgiving.
This pie's delicious.
Yeah.
Great.
Who made the pie?
Yeah, wonderful. Congratulations. You're an artist.
Complaining.
you want a medal for this fucking pie? I swear to God, if it wasn't for cleaning the dishes, I would love Thanksgiving, but I hate the fucking...
Why the fuck are you always in the kitchen cleaning dishes?
No, because if you don't, with the Me Too shit, it's like, the women got to clean it. We cooked it. I'm like, I didn't ask you to cook, and I'm not going over to the fucking... I got to go to my in-law's house and then just to clean, because they're going over tonight, and then I'll go over tomorrow when I wake up from this fucking hell gig, come back, I'll have to get on the train, 20 degrees, and then I'll go there, they'll be like, and then I'll have to clean fucking, just put a fucking bib on me. I'll have to fucking clean dishes, or else, plus I'm white, and they're not, so they'll be like, oh, this, this wigger, he don't like to, he's not handy in the kitchen. He not be cleaning up. You want a little scrub-a-dub?
Oh, that's a euphemism for a
real
job.
No, it's not. Anyway, we got to wrap this up. These guys have been working fucking day and night, right? You guys with the pre-tapes.
They're trying to go home.
Sunday gravy to eat, so it's all
good. Thank you. Welcome.
Brian, Sunday gravy.
Sunday gravy.
Magnificent nectars of the gods.
Thank you, buddy.
I can see that's almost what you when you fuck a donkey and you pull your dick out and the residue on your dick, that's like Sunday gravy, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like a thick and a weird color.
My friend was just she's a travel writer.
Very viscous.
She's a travel writer for Wall Street Journal. She just went to the Maldives, and she was like, it was amazing. They had these manta rays. They're like 11 feet wide and long, and she goes, they just came flocking to me. I was like, yeah, were you on your period? Like these big manta rays could smell her pussy juice.
You buy Garris Biscotti, he laughs at every one of your jokes.
I like the silence after it.
Great. We live in that silence.
Because no, we're right at deadline, and he's like, let me do this with the bird.
Yeah, this is going to...
It's a manta.
Never
test out his material beforehand on the train like I do.
Jerry across the street does they always give me an extra pinot grigio. They go, oh, yeah, doing your show today, Brian.
He does talk like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. God bless everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Go to the show. Summers Point, New Jersey tonight. Me, Gino, and Aaron, Summers Point, New Jersey. Can I finish?
Yeah, but you will
exit,
never.
Exit 30 on the Garden State Parkway. We're going to be late, so don't fucking leave. Don't panic, but we're going to be a little late because Gino's an alcoholic. And then go to my website, and then feel free to donate. Because you know I'm a little back on the I'm a little strapped cash wise.
Can you spare a dime?
And because you know Kevin Brennan 666, my Patreon and my PayPal are they're all linked up thanks to Bruce who canceled Thanksgiving.
Bruce had enough.
Fucking canceled.
Taking his Japanese wife, they're gonna go watch the parade. No balloons tomorrow apparently.
Who gives a shit? If you go to the parade, everything. If you're crushed by a balloon at the parade, you're asking for it.
Yeah. Fuck him. Good. I'm glad you died.
You go to the parade, you're an idiot. Okay, thank you very much. You got anything, Brian?
Brian
Sight
and Patrick.
Sight for Sound.
We're all done.
Show
all
next year.
It was a hit. Brian and PatrickMcCarthy.com, of course, Compound Media. You go to that website, it's all right there. So just enjoy that. And what do you have, Brian?
BrianMcKenna.com is fine. And at I am Brian McKenna on Twitter and Instagram. Great.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Christ is risen.
All right.
Thanks to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless. MAGA.